Marina, question number three.
Representative Duncan Hunter recently proposed a bill eliminating 43 federal education programs. What are the implications of this bill?
So this, I guess, is interesting on a couple levels. I think that it bodes well for potential ESEA reauth this year if, kind of looking at it as ESEA by attrition, that if Republicans and Democrats can come together and say, okay, these 43, and again, these are all big ifs, but if Republicans and Democrats can come together and say these 43 education programs are superfluous. Some of them have never been funded. Some have had their funding cut recently. They haven't been funded for FY12 or for FY11. Some are under consolidation from Obama's proposal anyway. So if they can come together and say, these 43 programs, okay, they can get the axe, you might be looking at an olive branch there. You might be looking at one step toward moving into ESEA reauth. Again, this would be one tiny step in this, in the reauthorization of a 600-page plus bill. I'm not talking, you know, banners and trumpets and run in, you know, happiness yet, but you might be getting somewhere.
But even then, I still think that's a pretty big if. I mean, to just say that these 43 programs, purely on the basis that they either weren't funded or, you know, Obama wanted to consolidate them, are completely, you know, they are the ones that aren't effective and they aren't working to get rid of them. I think it's going to be difficult to get everyone on the same page. And at the same time, I'm not sure if, you know, I don't know if I think that attrition, you know, of reauthorization of ESEA is necessarily the best approach. It seems to me that the best way to approach something is to have a comprehensive idea and make sure that all the pieces work together. And I feel like it's when you have these small kind of changes along the way that you really hit, you know, run into trouble of trying to make everything function as a, you know, cohesive system. You know, I'm nervous if we start, you know, raising accountability, but we don't raise transparency at the same time, that, you know, there'll be these tensions of kind of losing the focus of what we really want ESEA to stand for in the next reauthorization.